with you today.
今天我很觉得非常有荣幸能够来到这边和大家见面。
It's been 2 years since we've been here, and we've looked forward to the privilege of being in here with you.
自从我来到这个教会已经两年了，我都在等待有这样的机会来和你们见面，我觉得深感荣幸。
So I thank you for the privilege.
所以我再次谢谢你们，让我有这份荣幸能够来这边。
This is the second time in a week I'll have a message interpreted for me.
啊，这是这个礼拜第二次，我有一个口译员和我在这边。
We just returned from Israel.
因为我刚刚才从以色列回来。
And our hearts are always full when we return.
每次我从外面回来的时候，我的心里都是充满着满满的感动与感想。
The land of Israel is called the fifth gospel.
以色列这块土地呢，被称为第五福音区。
We learn much just by understanding where and how God caused things to happen there.
光是知道神在哪里行事，而且是如何行其事，我们就学到了很多很多。
Jesus ascended from there, and he will return to there.
耶稣是从耶路撒冷被派出来的，将来他回来的时候，将来再来说，他也会先到那边。
We visited the site of his crucifixion.
我们造访了一个 crucifixion. 我们造访了耶稣被钉十字架的地方，哥哥他山。
Yeah. And it reminded me of his words, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself."
他让我想到圣经上的话，就是说我会在那地被举起来，然后我会吸引万民到我这里来。
That's what I want to talk to you about today.
这正是我今天想要和各位谈论的话题。
And I'm thankful for NK. I learned something last week.
他说很谢谢我，因为他上周学了一些东西。
I was interpreted into Arabic last week.
他上礼拜呢是被翻译成希伯来文，他的在以色列的讲道。阿拉伯文。
There were times that I said a little.And he said a lot.
有的时候呢，我只说了短短几句，但是他们就说，翻译者就说了一大段。
There were times I said a lot, and he said a little.
但是有的时候，我明明就说了一大段，翻译者只说了一小句。
So if I look over, I'll just wonder what message you're preaching.
所以事实上，如果那个时候我看到去，我就会很怀疑，说，哎，他到底在说什么？
I'm just glad one day we're going to all speak the same language.
我就希望有一天我们都能够都说同一种语言。
I promise not to mess you up too much today.
Okay, 我答应他，他答应今天不会让我的工作太困难。
There are many people today that are faced with difficult circumstances and decisions.
在今天这个时代，有很多人都面临着很多困难的决定和情况。
We have strong feelings about the events of life.
我们对生活中的很多事件都有很强烈的感受和情绪。
We have a strong sense of what is right and wrong.
因为呢，我们对生活中什么是对，什么是错，有很强烈的感觉。
We get angry at people that hurt us.
我们对于伤害我们的人感到愤怒。
We get angry about the fact that our sin and the sins of our parents before us can have negative consequences on us.
我们对于我们犯的罪和我们父母在我们之前所犯的罪能够在我们生命中造成负面的影响这件事也感到生气和愤怒。
That's what we find in the scripture today.
正如我们今天会在圣经经文里面发现的。
If you would, please turn to 2 Samuel 14.
现在请让我们一起来读撒母耳记下第十四章。
Before I give you the background for this passage,
在那之前，先让我告诉你们一下这个经节的背景。
I want to tell you about a man that I met last week.
我现在想要先告诉你们上周我碰到的一个弟兄。
This man has been a believer in Jesus for some time.
这个弟兄他已经相信耶稣基督一段时间了。
His two young daughters came to be believers in Jesus.
他两个年轻的女儿呢，也成为了耶稣基督的信徒。
They come from an Arab Muslim background.
他们是来自一个穆斯林，就是伊斯兰教的文化背景。
Because his two daughters professed Jesus Christ as their Lord.
正因为他的两个女儿就是见证说耶稣基督是我的神。
Both of them were killed by radical Muslims.
这两个女儿呢都被穆斯林激进派杀死了。
To be a believer there means something.
所以说在那边要当个信徒的确是有代表很大程度的意义。
David, in this passage, as king of Israel, had committed adultery with the wife of one of his closest friends.
在这个撒母耳记下十四章这边之前，就是大卫身为以色列的国王呢，他已经犯下了奸淫罪。
To cover it up, he gave orders to the commander of his army to place the woman's husband in the fiercest fighting.
他和他的一个挚友的妻子犯了奸淫罪，为了要掩饰他犯下的罪呢。他就下令给他的军队说，叫他们把那个女人的丈夫派到战况最激烈的地方。
Thereby guaranteeing he would be killed.
借此来确保说这个丈夫一定会被在战场上杀死。
God then sends Nathan the prophet to confront David about his sin.
之后呢，神就差派了先知拿单来当面指责那位他所犯的罪。
As a result of dishonoring the Lord and killing the husband, God said that conflict would be in David's family the rest of his life.
因为亵渎神和谋杀人的结果呢，神就告诉大卫说，你的家里将会有冲突。
And his own wives would be dishonored.
那你自己的妻妾也会被别人侵犯。
Later, David's one son, Amnon, rapes his stepsister, Tamar.
后来，大卫其中的一个儿子暗嫩，他强暴了他同父异母的姐妹，叫做塔玛。
Tamar and her brother Absalom were children of a different one of David's eight wives.
塔玛和他的兄弟叫做亚沙龙，他们都同样是大卫另一个太太的儿女，所以和暗嫩是不同妈妈的。
Absalom said nothing to Amnon at the time, but in his heart plotted to avenge his sister.
当时呢，亚沙龙他对暗嫩就什么都没说，但是他其实心里有计划着要为他的姐妹复仇。
David was angry when he heard about all of this, but did nothing.
大卫听到暗嫩所做的事情以后很生气，但是他也没有采取任何行动。
When we don't address sin in our lives, it can continue to grow and spread like a cancer does in our bodies.
当我们不去面对我们生命中的罪的时候呢，这个罪就会继续滋长。
2 years later, Absalom lays out a plan and kills his stepbrother.
这个罪会继续滋长，就像癌症在我们身体里面扩散一样。两年之后呢，亚沙龙就展开了一个布局，然后杀了他同父异母的兄弟暗嫩。
He then flees and hides out under the protection of a foreign king.
之后，亚撒朗就逃到国外去，躲在一个外国国王的庇护下。
Have I confused you yet?
我有没有让这个故事让你觉得很复杂、很困惑
？Let me lay this out. David sins.
OK， 让我把这个再讲得更清楚、明白一点。大卫之前犯的罪。
His same sin is reflected in the actions of his sons, Amnon with a sexual sin and Absalom with murder.
他犯罪的后果呢，就反映在他儿子的罪行上。第一个是暗嫩，他在性上面犯了罪；接下来是另外一个儿子亚撒龙，他犯了谋杀的罪。
Now Absalom is banished and hiding in a foreign land, and David has taken no steps to provide a way home for him.
那结果亚撒龙他就被放逐了，而且躲在国外。那大卫没有采取任何行动来让亚撒龙有一个回家乡的机会。
Now let's read what happens next in 2 Samuel 14.
那现在这个背景介绍完，让我们来读读看撒母耳记下十四章接下来发生了什么事。
Verses 1 through 14.
我们现在读一到十四节。
How do you want me to do this? Do you want me to stop part way as I read, or read the whole passage and then you read it?
Oh, you can read the whole passage.
Read the whole passage. Okay, good. Joab, son of Zeruiah, knew that the king's heart longed for Absalom.So Joab sent someone to Tekoa and asked a wise woman brought from there. He said to her, pretend that you are in mourning. Dress in mourning clothes and don't use any cosmetic lotions. Act like a woman who has spent many days grieving for the dead. Then go to the king and speak these words to him. And Joab put the words in her mouth. When the woman from Tekoa went to the king, she fell with her face to the ground to pay him honor, and she said, "Help me, O king." The king asked her, "What is troubling you?" She said, "I am indeed a widow. My husband is dead. I, your servant, had two sons. They got into a fight with each other in the field, and no one was there to separate them. One struck the other and killed him. Now the whole clan has risen up against your servant. They say, 'Hand over the one who struck his brother down, so that we may put him to death for the life of his brother whom he killed. Then we will get rid of the heir as well.' They would put out the only burning coal I have left, leaving my husband neither name nor descendant on the face of the earth." The king said to the woman, "Go home, and I will issue an order on your behalf." But the woman from Tekoa said to him, "My lord the king, let the blame rest on me and my father's family, and let the king and his throne be without guilt." The king replied, "If anyone says anything to you, bring him to me, and he will not bother you again." Then she said, "Let the king invoke the Lord his God to prevent the avenger of blood from adding to the destruction, that my son will not be destroyed." "As surely as the Lord lives," he said, "not one hair of your son's head will fall to the ground." Then the woman said, "Let your servant speak a word to my lord the king." "Speak," he replied. The woman said, "Why then have you devised a thing like this against the people of God? When the king says this, does he not convict himself? For the king has not brought back his banished son. Like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so we must die. But God does not take away life. Instead, he devises ways so that a banished person may not remain estranged from him."
好，刚刚牧师念的是十四章一到十四节，我现在很快的让大家帮大家念一遍，他在周报的背面这样。第一节，希鲁雅的儿子约押知道了王心里想念亚沙龙，就打发人往提哥雅去，从那里叫了一个聪明的妇人来，对他说：“请你假装沮丧的，穿上孝衣，不要用膏抹身，要装作为死人许久悲哀的妇人，进去见王，对他如此说。”于是约押将当说的话教导了妇人。第四节，提哥雅夫人到王面前伏地叩拜说：“王啊，求你拯救我。”王问他说：“你有什么事呢？”妇人回答说：“婢女实在是寡妇，我丈夫死了，我有两个儿子，一日在田间争斗，没有人劝解，这个就打死那个。”第七节，现在全家的人都起来攻击婢女，说：“你将那打死兄弟的交出来给我们，我们好治死他，偿他打死兄弟的命，灭绝那承受家业的。这样，他们要将我剩下的炭火灭尽，不与我丈夫留名后在世上。”第八节，王对妇人说：“你回家去吧，我必为你下令。”提哥雅妇人又对王说：“我主我王，愿这罪归我和我父家，与王和王的位无干。”王说：“凡难为你的，你就带他到我这里来，他必不再搅扰你。”妇人说：“愿王纪念耶和华你的神，不许报血仇的人施行灭绝，恐怕他们灭绝我的儿子。”王说：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，你的儿子连一根头发也不摘落在地上。”第十二节，妇人说：“求我主我王容婢女再说一句话。”王说：“你说吧。”妇人说：“王为何也要起义害神的名呢？王不使那逃亡的人回来，王的话，这话就是自己证明自己错了。”第十四节，我们都是必死的，如同水泼在地上，不能收回。神并不夺取人的性命，乃设法使逃亡的人不至成为赶出回不来的。
Much like the people that I talked about earlier that had their children killed by the radicals.
这个状况就有一点像我刚刚谈到，就是有一个人有一个弟兄，他的女儿因为是身为基督徒被杀了。
There are people that are living in difficult places.
有些人他们真的活在一个很艰难的情况下。
Absalom was living in a foreign land, wondering if the king would ever invite him to come home.
故事里的亚沙龙，他住在外国的土地上，然后他每天都想说，国王有一天会不会让我回家呢？
I want to ask, stop and ask all of us a question.
我想停在这边，先问台下各位一个问题。
Is there anyone in our lives who has hurt us?
们的生命中曾经有伤害过我们的人吗？
Anyone who is estranged from us?
有任何人是我们刻意保持疏远，或是和我们疏远的吗？
Anyone we are so angry at that we really don't care to interact with them?
有任何人是我们对他如此的愤怒，以至于我们不想和他有任何的互动吗？
How should we respond to them?
我们应该如何回应这些人呢？
When speaking in Israel,
现在说到以色列，
I was inside a wall that separates Israel proper from the West Bank.
当我在以色列的时候呢，我是在一个墙内，这个墙是分隔以色列和 West Bank 西岸这个地方。
There are many people there that are also in prisons.
也有很多人被下在监里。
I suggest to you that if you have bitterness in your heart toward anyone else, you are just as much in prison as they are.
我的看法是呢，如果你的心里有苦毒的话，你就像那些被强关在监狱里的人一样的。
Joab, David's general, knew that David had been very angry at the time of his son's death.
在这个圣经经节里，约押就是大卫的将军，他知道大卫在他儿子暗嫩死亡的时候曾经非常生气。
But the last verse in chapter 13 says that he was consoled or comforted since his death.
但是在十四章的前一节，十三章的最后一节里面就说到说，安嫩死了以后，过了一阵子，大卫得了安慰，心里切切想念亚沙龙。
His heart now went out to his son Absalom.
他的心里现在就是延伸到他的儿子亚，都在亚沙龙的身上。
So since David was not taking any action.
但是既然大卫没有要采取任何行动的意思。
Joab decided to set up a teachable moment that would help David see his need to take action.
他的将军约押就决定要布局一个具有教育意味的时刻。
He sends a widow to David with a situation that required the king's action to resolve it.
他就派了一个寡妇带着一个情境题去给大卫，然后这个情境题是需要国王的行动才能够解决的。
By law, the living son deserves to be put to death because he killed his brother.
这个情形就是说，依照法律来说，活着的幸存的那个儿子呢，应该要被处死，因为他杀了他的兄弟。
The clan could be seen as justified in asking for the death of the murderer.
这个要求他把活着的儿子交出来的群众的行动，其实是于法有据的，因为这个活着的儿子的确杀了他的兄弟。
But that would leave the widow without any kind of support and also leave her husband without an heir.
但是这个做法就会让寡妇失去活在世界上的支持和依靠，而且也让她和她的丈夫就没有后人了。
David declares a judgment based on mercy.
大卫陈述了他想要做的判断是基于一个怜悯。
He sets aside the requirement of the law and in a sense redeems the life of the woman's son.
他为了要救那个妇人的儿子呢，大卫的这个在圣经里面的做法，就是把法律的要求放到一边去。
Now let me share a couple observations with you.
那现在我想要和你们分享我的一些这个读这段经文的心得。
There are times when we can give an opinion regarding someone else's situation while failing to see how the same truth applies to us.
有的时候我们对别人的情况可以发表意见，但是我们却没有看到我们自己的情况其实也套用同样的意见。
This is the second time that David did not connect the two situations until the woman put it together for him by asking about his son.
这已经是第二次大卫没有把这个两种情况放在一起，直到妇人最后向他指出说，哎，王你也有一样的情况啊。
Can anybody tell me when the other time was?
有没有人知道另外一次是什么？因为我刚刚说这是第二次，有没有人知道第一次是什么时候？
When Nathan came to him and told him the story, right?
对，就是当先知拿单跑来告诉大卫说，有一个妇人把穷人仅剩的一只羊拿去宰了的时候，大卫也没有想到说这情况跟他自己的情况一模一样。
It seems that David's a little slow.
这个告诉我们大卫反应比较慢。
None of us would confess that we are also a little slow at times.
当然，我们在场的每一个人都不会承认说，我们有的时候也会像大卫一样反应有点慢。
I will confess to you that I'm a little slow to learn at times.
但是我向你们坦诚，就是我有时候也是这样反应慢。
The second thing is David, because of his sins, deserved to be stoned to death according to the law.
另外一件事就是说，依照以色列的法律，大卫犯了奸淫罪，应该是要被石头打死的。
But God redeemed him from that.
但是神赦免了他的死罪。
Nathan told him that he would not die, but he would face consequences.
神差先知拿单来告诉大卫说，你不会死，但是你的余生将会面对你罪的后果。
In fact, because of David's sin, his babyAnd Uriah died. Two people died because of his sin.
事实上，因为大卫所犯的罪，有两个人死了。第一个是因此拔示巴怀的那个小孩死了，然后再来就是拔示巴的先生以利亚死了。
But God showed him mercy.
但是神向大卫显示了他的怜悯。
Would David do the same for his son?
那现在大卫会不会对他的儿子亚沙龙做一样的事呢
？Third, the woman stated a tremendous truth that should govern our lives as well.
在这个故事中，妇人陈述的这个可怕的事实呢，事实上也套用在我们的生活中。
If we're going to be like our heavenly Father, we will do this.
如果我们要像我们在天上的父一样，我们就会做以下这个经文。
Listen to what the scripture says in verse 14. Like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered, so we must die. But God does not take away life. Instead, he devises ways so that a banished person may not remain estranged from him.
就像14章14节说的，我们都是必死的，如同水泼在地上，不能收回。神并不夺取人的性命，乃设法使逃亡的人不至成为赶出回不来的。
God's desire is to seek ways to bring people home, not destroy them.
上帝的意图呢，是希望能够找到一个方式，能够让人可以回家，而不是去摧毁他们。
In the New Testament, he states it this way. He desires that all would be saved and none would be lost.
在新约里面，上帝是说，他神不愿一人失丧沉沦，乃愿万人得救。
David allowed Joab to bring Absalom home, but he did not interact with him for over 2 years.
在圣经里面，大卫允许他的将军约押去把亚沙龙带回国，但是他有两年的时间都没有去跟他儿子有任何互动。
During that time, David gave Absalom opportunity to come near and to prove a desire to redeem himself.
在那两年中，大卫其实给亚沙龙一个机会，去和他修补关系，更亲近，也证明说自己想要悔改。
Unfortunately, that did not happen.
不幸的是，这个意图，这个结果没有发生。
He eventually tries to take over from his father, and even runs his father out of town.
结果是亚沙龙还是想从他父亲手中夺得政权，而且甚至想把他父亲赶出城。
So how does all this apply to us?
那这个故事如何套用在我们身上呢？
If you are currently estranged from God and you have never entered into a personal relationship with Jesus,
如果你目前正与神处于疏远的关系，而且你从来没有和耶稣基督建立一个个人的互动。
I encourage you to see that God has set up a way for all of us to come to Him.
那我鼓励你能够去发现，去看到说，神已经为我们所有的人都设立了一个方式，让我们可以回到他面前。
By asking Him for forgiveness based on Jesus' death on the cross for our sin.
这个方式就是借由耶稣基督当初死在十字架上，为了我们所有人的罪。
It doesn't matter what we've done.
你之前做了什么，犯了什么罪，并不重要，在这里。
If you ask, He will forgive and not hold your sin against you ever again.
如果你寻求神的救恩和饶恕，他就会饶恕你，而且他不会再拿你以前犯的罪来指控你。
That is called mercy.
这就是什么叫做怜悯恩典。
And I'm grateful for His mercy to me.
而我个人对这样的 仁慈的恩典，怜悯，非常充满感激。
If you are currently estranged from someone else because they hurt you, or insulted you, or angered you by their actions,
如果你目前刻意和某人保持疏远，因为他们过去曾经伤害你、侮辱你、让你生气、激怒你。
I encourage you to take action today to extend forgiveness to them in the same way that God has extended forgiveness to you.
我鼓励您今天就采取行动，把神给我们这个饶恕呢，延伸到那些和你疏远的人身上。
In fact, in the Lord's Prayer,
事实上，正如神告诉我们的祷告，
When we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors,
在主祷文里面说，免我们的债，如同神免了我们的人的债。
We are commanding God not to forgive us if we are unwilling to forgive other people.
事实上，这个主祷在我们讲这个主祷文的时候，我们同时也是在说，如果我们不饶恕人的罪，神你就不要饶恕我们的罪吧。
But just as God has devised a way to bring us home, we are to do the same for others.
但是正如神已经设立了这样耶稣基督的救恩的方式来让我们回到他面前回家的情况一样，我们也应该做同样事情在别人身上。
Finally, once we are given the opportunity to come home,
最终一旦我们被给予这个回家回到神面前的机会，
we are to prove it by our actions.
我们就应该以行动来证明。
It says in the New Testament that we are to produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
在圣经的新约里说，我们既当悔改，就当结出果子来。
So if you have experienced the forgiveness of God in your life,
如果你曾经经历过耶稣基督的饶恕在你的生命中的话，
if he has shown you mercy,
而且神也曾经向你展现他的恩慈和怜悯的话，
then proveThat you are accepting His forgiveness.
那就请证明你已经接受了神给你的饶恕和怜悯吧。
By living a life that is pursuing, following Jesus Christ, no matter where He leads you.
如何证明呢？就是展现你对别人的饶恕，不论你的生命中发生了什么事，就是展现你对别人的饶恕和怜悯。
If we claim that we are a follower of Jesus and have been forgiven, our lives should always reflect it.
如果我们宣称说我们是耶稣基督的信徒，我们生命中有这个神的饶恕和怜悯，我们的行动就应该总是能够反映出这一点来。
Remember the man I told you about that lost his two daughters?
还记得我之前告诉你们说这个两个女儿都被杀害的这个弟兄吗？
If anybody should have reason to feel resentment, I believe that man could.
我相信如果有任何人值得感到愤恨的话，就没有人能够比这位弟兄更具资格了。
If anyone would like to question God, I believe that man may be the kind of person that could.
如果有人想要质疑神为什么让这件事情发生的话，我想没有人比这位弟兄更有资格了。
But I can tell you today that that man is living with great freedom and joy.
但是我今天可以在这里告诉你们，这位弟兄现在活着，现在活在一个非常自由而快乐的情绪里。
Because his daughters await for him in eternity at the feet of Jesus.
因为他的女儿的生命虽然被取走，但是他女儿现在不在他身边，但是却在天上和神永远在一起。
And he is not shrinking back from telling others how they can come to Jesus as well.
而这位弟兄呢，也完全没有畏惧要去分享他的经历，去告诉其他人说他们也可以有同样的生命。
So I encourage you, come home, or help others to come home.
所以我想鼓励在台下各位，就是回到神的面前回家吧，或者是帮助别人也回家回到神的面前。
For that is the very reason.For which Jesus died.
因为这就是完全就是这个这就是绝切切就是这个原因，而就是耶稣基督死在十字架上为我们，就是为了这个原因。
Amen.
Amen.